It's 1205, 580 WIVW. It's On the Other Hand. I'm Megan Mozak. And I think this is possibly the first time that Brendan Wiley has come into the studio without some outrageous thing from the zoo that, you know, typically freaks me out. Oh, no, he's reaching into some... What do we have? You do have some...
Okay. Is that not the cutest thing you've ever seen?
You know what? That is really... That's alive?
It is alive.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Did you guys see this? What is that?
This is a baby leopard tortoise.
And oh, my gosh.
Hatched 4 days ago.
Okay. I know, Roger, you are in the other room, but I want you to come in and take pictures. And we have to put it up next to something, maybe next to your phone, Brendan, so people, like, as a point of reference, so people can get an idea of just how little that... I thought it was like a paperweight. It's real. It's moving.
You know.
Oh, my gosh. It is adorable.
Yeah.
He's really... He's
always
ever walking.
Well, there... You'll get the hang of it. That's just a little different surface form.
There he goes. Look at him,
you know,
go.
First time in the studio. Everybody's a little nervous.
Yeah. Oh, he's really, really cute. Now, how big will he get?
Oh, he'll get...
just enormous?
Yeah, enormous.
Okay.
Extremely long-lived.
Is this, are those the guys that are in the orangutan, near the orangutans?
That actually... You know the zoo.
Look down below. He's exploring.
He is exploring.
He's going to go check out the stapler.
Quick little guys, aren't they?
Okay. Oh, he's really adorable. So I would say, what, 3 inches long?
Yeah, maybe.
Something,
two and a half.
I mean, he's really tiny, and he's beautiful. Okay, we're going to have Roger take some photos, because that is just, that's like the cutest thing I've ever seen. Does he have a name yet?
Sydney.
Okay.
I have no idea what the... the African tortoise.
Ryan, get Roger, who's just walking by here, and see if he'll come in and take some pictures, because that's really cute. Oh, he's adorable. Thanks for bringing him in. And you didn't just bring a tortoise with you.
Well, brought a guest.
You did. Liesl Kirk-Fink is with us as well, and you are a FOTS board member.
Yes, I just joined this year, and I am having so much fun being a part of the FOTS group.
Well, we are glad to have you here. I'm going to just swing your microphone all the way in front of you. As I tell Brendan, you can't be too close.
Okay.
Okay, so FOTS is involved in what is coming up regarding our newest exhibit, which is a temporary exhibit.
It is.
And it's penguins, which is so cool. This is a new thing for the Topeka Zoo.
It is. First time ever penguins have been at the Topeka Zoo, and Friends of the Zoo. You know, one of the neat things about this concept, it is a traveling exhibit. It's only going to be here through the end of September. But one of the really neat things about this is something that I don't think, people will fully appreciate it. But this is being done through a city contract to get the exhibit here that's being funded primarily through Friends of the Zoo as a nonprofit with other community partners, and just how, you know, it's a great example showing that a municipal organization, a nonprofit, other community partners can all come together to make what should be an amazing event possible. And we're thrilled.
And how fun will it be to be able to wear your leopard prints, your stripes, your zebra, leopards, everything. It'll be so much fun because we'll actually have different attire than usual. It's not your regular penguin type tuxedo event. This is wear everything.
You don't have to wear the monkey suit.
Exactly. Okay. The monkey suit is not necessary.
Yeah. Tell us, what's the name of this event?
Well, the event that Liesl's talking about is the Ties and Tails event. Now, the
penguin
exhibit opens on May 10th, so which is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
You're counting, Brendan. Right?
Not, yeah, and at this point, counting days away.
Yeah.
We still have a little bit to do. But it's taken amazing shape. The event that Liesl's talking about is a gala, if you will, that's going to be Saturday, May 5th. And this is going to be the first opportunity for people to see penguins at the Topeka Zoo.
So it's really kind of a sneak peek.
It is a sneak peek.
Yeah. Okay.
From 6 to 10 p.m.?
And it's an opportunity for us to say thanks to our donors, thanks to our sponsors, and let anyone who wants to participate in this enjoy live music. There's two different bands. One is a steel drum, very representative of the part of the world where these birds come from.
These are African penguins, correct?
They are. They're African penguins. Our exhibit And, you know, love always bringing the visual aids for radio.
Yes. Well, hey, I appreciate them. I can showing me the in photos here, the progress that's being made on the penguin exhibit. This is taking place in the pavilion. What most people know is the pavilion, and it does not look like the pavilion any longer.
It doesn't. One of the things that, you know, as the director of the zoo, one of the things that has brought me immense pleasure is actually seeing our mission come into play. Our mission is really simple. It's to enrich the community through wildlife conservation and education. Everything we've been doing for about the last year and a half has had both those components in it. So this isn't just a penguin exhibit. It's an experience that's going to take you through the opportunity to learn about penguins, how humans interact, what we can do right here in Topeka to live differently, to benefit animals in different parts of the world, and then get up close and personal with a species that's never been at the zoo before.
Okay, so the sneak peek is pretty cool. I love the name of this. It's the Ties and Tails Ball that's coming up, Liesl. And does it have a theme? I mean, you talked about people can kind of wear their animal prints, but what's the theme this year?
Well, it's this. We're going to have South African cuisine, and it's a taste of Cape Town with the South African cuisine. And this is adults only. This is must be 21 or older to attend. So that will be very fun for a night on the town without the children. So that should be a good time. And again, that dress code is wild glamour, fun formal. So.
Wild glamour. Okay. I'm thinking of several people I know who would love to wear some wild glamour to something like this. What's the cost?
The cost is $50 a person. And, you know, what we're really trying to do with this event is make it special not only for people that made this exhibit possible, but for anyone that wants to come have a nice, you know, to me, the zoo's always romantic, but this, you know, there's nothing
you
like
would say that as the director, wouldn't you?
There's nothing like being at the zoo at night.
I agree with that. In fact, when I went to, it wasn't this past year, but, the FOTS fundraiser in October, Zubilee, sorry, the name escaped me. It's such a cute name. I don't know how it did that. But it was such a unique experience to be there at night. It's really, the zoo feels much different after dark.
It does.
And it's a great venue for a party. It really is.
It is.
Yeah.
It was a childhood dream of mine to always be able to stay past hours.
Right.
Kind of like the movies you'd watch as a child.
Yeah,
and now you get to do it.
Get stuck in the zoo or something.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're encouraging people to come on out and support the Ties and Tails Ball. I got a question from someone who said, is this a fundraiser to try to raise money to pay for the penguin exhibit? Has it already been purchased? How does that work?
You know, it's a great question. Money from this event goes directly to Friends of the Zoo to support the exhibit itself. How we funded it this year was we actually redirected money that typically supports the zoo's operation to pay for this penguin exhibit to come here. And, you know, we obviously did all the projections, how many people would have to come to experience it, how many different community partners would have to support it to kind of get that money back into the Friends of the Zoo Fund to support things like animal enrichment and some of the great programs that Friends of the Zoo does. So money from this event does go directly back to the experience.
It's to the penguin. It's
to the penguin experience itself.
What's the price tag on the penguin exhibit?
You know, the exhibit itself cost $80,000 to bring it here for the summer. And
we have how many months with it? Four or five?
May, June, July, August, September.
Okay.
5 months. And when we started talking about that, we said, okay, well, that's how much it cost for just the exhibit. But we really want to have about $150,000 budget for this opportunity. And so where that comes is in building in educational programs to it, tying in conservation messages. We didn't want to just do a penguin exhibit itself. We want this to literally be an experience.
So tell us about the experience. And if you've been to the zoo, you've seen, you know, I don't know about you, Liesl has, I know she has children. I know Liesl, but your kids probably say, what are they doing in there? What's going on in the pavilion? It looks different. And they try to look through the fence. What types of programs or what's the plan beyond just the exhibit?
Sure. Well, one of the first things that you'll notice is, and you've already said it, our pavilion looks different. And the way it looks today is it actually represents kind of a South African beach. And, you know, we talk about wild animals, but the reality today is they're really, that's almost an outdated phrase, because just about every population of animals that lives in their native habitat have encounters with people routinely. So that concept of a wild animal has changed, and you see that with penguins. So the site of this exhibit literally represents beach shacks, because the same beaches that penguins have used for hundreds and thousands of years are now being used by people. And so you enter this exhibit, and the first opportunity is where a daily education program happens. 11:30 every day while these penguins are here is included with the admission is a specific education program about penguins. As you look to your left, you're going to experience an area that talks about overfishing. And the deal with overfishing is, you know, people need to eat. And so we fish.
Sure.
But we're affecting the natural food source for these animals, which forces them further out to sea to find their food. And in turn, they wind up dealing with more predators. Just around the corner, you experience a guano harvest.
Oh, joy. Here
we
go.
I know. Got to talk about the guano.
Yeah.
You knew it was coming.
Which is, for those who aren't familiar, it's number two.
Yes.
Okay.
It is number two. But guano, penguin guano, penguin number two, has very high nutritive values as fertilizer. So penguins like to build nests in their number two, or guano.
Oh, lovely.
Year after year. Yeah. But then people come in and harvest it and sell it, and so there's no nest sites. And we talk about oil spills. And then you get to the part of the exhibit that talks about what we can do. And you talk about how we better care for the environment. We talk about, you know, building artificial penguin nest sites, just really being better stewards, making choices, even, you know, what we may order off a menu here. That might have the same taste and may be the same type of fish, but it's going to have a better positive environmental impact. So again, we try to talk about conservation. We try to educate. We try to make everything now an experience.
And that's going to happen daily during this exhibit.
Daily.
11:30.
You know, and another overriding goal of this exhibit is, you know, it may just be about penguins for people that decide they want to come. But for the community and for our zoo, this is an opportunity to start to show who we can be. And so when this exhibit opens to the public on May 10th, we want everyone that walks through our gate to feel the difference. And, you know, and if you don't feel a difference, let us know, because it means that we're not meeting our mark. But this is truly, truly an opportunity to kind of redefine who we are, where we're going, and reiterate to people that, you know, this zoo belongs to this community. It's your zoo. We're here to be a resource and cooperate in the direction of where we're going.
You said the exhibit, to bring it in, $80,000 for about
right.
a five-month span. You wanted a bigger budget, though, because you wanted all the educational components and the programs.
Yeah, I think in the end, we're right at about $120,000 to $125,000.
And that includes the structures that we're seeing built. That includes the actual animals themselves.
It does.
And everything that it takes. You were telling me, Brendan, that the penguins have to have like a special air supply, their water filtration. Talk about that. That seems pretty extensive.
Yeah, and you know, you bring that up, and I realize how remiss I've been. You know, we talk about partnerships. One of the key partnerships that really made this possible, and is our presenting sponsor to this, is a local construction company. It's the KBS Constructors Foundation that has done some work for the zoo in the past, saw the opportunity that, you know, here's a way to make a difference for people. And it really fit in line with this organization's foundation. And KBS essentially took this opportunity. And when we're talking about partnerships and you know, and you're kind of keeping track of a number value, and some of that incurs in kind. But, you know, we had a concrete pad poured. One day we set a penguin tank on top of that pad, and within a week, they had built a complete structure around that pad. And you talk about how great of a partnership it is to, you know, sometimes it takes partners like that to really make something happen. So, yeah. And
we wouldn't be doing this without this,
the life support system,
this sponsor.
That's exactly right. And, you know, if we were to do, we definitely would not have been able to do it as well without that partnership. And I think people literally will be surprised when they turn the corner and, you know, it's more than just the birds.
But the birds are going to be pretty cool.
The birds are pretty. I got it. Yeah, the birds are pretty cool.
And the kids have been educated and participated with, was it pennies for the penguins?
Oh, my gosh. Almost 25 different classrooms in the community have been participating in a program, Pennies for Penguins. We are getting close to the point where the winning class is picked, and it'll be the class that essentially has raised the most over the last, I think, almost 2.5 months at this point. And they will be there for the ribbon cutting ceremony Thursday morning. So, yeah, the community involvement has just been huge.
Well, and this goes back to your idea that the zoo is really for the community.
This is
Topeka Zoo.
You know, and when we, you know, from a accredited zoo perspective, you talk about conservation and you talk about education as being the two primary roles of a zoo. But when you look at a community zoo like ours in a community our size, what you see is that the zoo also plays a role in making family memories and family experiences. And so it becomes so much more than just your conservation center or your education center. It truly is a place of community. I'm not sure, you know, it's so hard to express, but when you're there, you feel it.
And when people come to the end of school, a lot of times the kids are sad because they're not going to see their classmates all summer long. And so now is a good time for the parents to start thinking about, can we set some play dates? You may not want to clean your own home. Maybe you can just go to the zoo and meet up. A great time. It's a quick trip through the zoo.
And you have camps all throughout
exactly.
the summer.
Yes.
Camps all through the summer. During the day, one special one at night that's sponsored by 580, which Camp Out for Dad. Amazing experience. You need to get out there this year.
Well, my husband is already planning to go back.
What I said,
you,
Megan,
you want
was
me.
You.
It's Father's Day, though, right? If you have a Mother's Day one, I'll consider it.
All right. We'll work on that.
Okay.
But, you know, we do have this event coming up May 5th. It is a chance to enjoy the zoo at night.
And if you haven't done that, if you haven't been to Zoobly and you haven't seen the zoo at night, this is a great opportunity. Lisa, I want to ask you about some of the particulars. How can people buy tickets? And will there be any type of silent auction or live auction? What's going to happen that night?
I do know one of the best ways that I like to follow the zoo is through the Facebook, of course. So we do have an FOTZ, Friends of the Topeka Zoo Facebook. And on there should be a link that is provided, and they can purchase tickets there online. Or you can also stop by the Leopard Spot gift shop and maybe pick up a few trinkets, because if the kids aren't coming along, they may want a penguin. And we have some cute little penguins today to share with Miss Megan.
So all right.
She can see how cute they are. A mama size and a baby size. And
a stress size.
Oh, and a stress size.
Oh, my gosh. These are awesome. Oh, those are all at the gift shop?
All at the gift shop.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, they're
okay.
Wonderful. And then also you can call 785-272-7595 to order your tickets.
$50 a ticket.
It
it's
is.
An adults-only event auction this year?
There is going to be a small silent auction.
Okay.
Just kind of some fun items. This event is really more about you know, the experience and saying thanks and, you know, helping people realize that the zoo is just not a place for kids anymore. And, it's a great place to be. So,
yeah, you know, we were there. I'm trying to think. I've shared that my 2-year-old, who turned 2 on Sunday, is obsessed with the hippopotamus.
With our
hippos. The hippos.
That's right.
She's, that's how she refers to them. And we will literally camp out there.
speaking of camping at the zoo.
That's right.
She'd stay there the entire day if we allowed her. She absolutely loves them. But we were there on her birthday, which was Sunday, which also happens to be Earth Day. And it was a really neat day to be at the zoo. There was a lot going on. I know that the lions got new logs.
Yes.
And they also got big, huge pieces of meat. And that was really fascinating to watch. There was a big crowd to watch that unveiling as they were able to get back into their enclosure and find those pieces of meat. And then you got to watch lions tear into them. It was rather exciting.
Were you there to feed the giraffe? Were you there at 1:30?
We missed the giraffe feeding, but I know that that happens regularly.
It does.
And that's a big draw as well. Little Hope. And how is she doing? I meant to ask that.
You know, Hope is, she's doing absolutely wonderfully. You would never know that there was anything wrong at this point. And just such a remarkable story. There actually is going to be one more special done on Hope, and it's a national syndicated a nationally syndicated animal special.
Wow.
That will air this summer, and I think in about 2 weeks they'll be coming to Topeka to do some taping and some interviews. So
some great exposure for the zoo and what took place here, which was really absolutely incredible. I think a lot of people were so saddened when we found out that Hope was born with that condition on her legs. Dr. Kamer, able to think outside the box on this.
Yeah, and it was truly a remarkably innovative approach to addressing this condition. And Dr. Kamer finally got the chance to present it about a month ago at an international giraffe symposium. And so now it's finally getting out there in the journals and the books and every day.
Making history
and she literally inspires us.
Yeah,
so.
And she, when you walk in the zoo, she's the first thing you see.
It really is,
which is so neat, and it's a great reminder of what we were able to do. I mean, it really is incredible. Well, we'll have to watch for that special. You'll have to tell us more about that. And I'm going to have you back, Brendan, to talk about the camp out with Dad. You'll have to convince me to come and sleep in a tent. No, my husband and my oldest daughter went last year.
Yes.
Had a blast. Said it was just an incredible.
Well, we can get you a different tent.
You have anything in a hotel room? Anything at all?
We'll work on that.
No? Okay. So the Ties and Tails Ball, May 5th from 6 to 10 at the zoo. You can purchase the tickets at topekazoo.com at the Leopard Spot gift shop in person. Or if you're Facebook friends, there's a link there that will take you $50
exactly.
a person. It's a great fundraiser for the penguins. They are coming the 10th of May.
10th of May.
Is the big unveiling. You want to make sure you get out and check it out. Brendan, thanks for coming. Liesl, appreciate having you.
Thanks, Megan.